This is Apollo Control at 176 hours, 56 minutes. We'll be reacquiring the command module Endeavour, still docked with the lunar module Falcon, in about 2 minutes. At that time, we expect that all three crewmen will be buttoned up inside the command module, and on this revolution, we'll be preparing to jettison the lunar module and perform a small separation maneuver with the command module prior to LEM impact. Glenn Lunny, the flight director for this shift, has completed a review of the status of the mission with each of his flight controllers. And essentially that status is as follows for the command module during the evening. The sim bay will have the following experiments deployed: the gamma ray and alpha particle sensors. That'll be on this coming revolution. However, we will not be getting data from those two sensors because the spacecraft will be in the separation attitude, which is not a suitable attitude for recording the particle data and the gamma ray data. During the sleep period, Al Worden will wear the lightweight headset and will have the watch to give Jim Rowan and Dave Scott maximum opportunity for a good night's sleep. In the way of continuing problems, the laser altimeter in the scientific instrument module bay is still not functioning, and we're about to write that off as broken. We don't expect that it will begin functioning. The PAN camera, the laser altimeter, by the way, is used with the mapping camera to provide altitude information on each of the frames that is shot. The panoramic camera is generally functioning well. However, about one frame out of 10, or about actually about 20% of the frames shot with that camera are, we think, being smeared because of a problem with the a sensor called the A over H sensor, which senses the altitude at which a photograph is taken and rocks the camera on a pivot to compensate for the motion. And about one frame out of 8 or 9, this sensor is apparently sending either the wrong command or the command is not being processed properly, and the rocking motion is not as it should be, and the frame is apparently being smeared, but all the rest of them would appear to be good frames. The mass spectrometer, we continue to have a problem with the boom. It doesn't appear to be a serious problem at this time. The instrument itself is functioning very well, providing very good data. We have, on several occasions when retracting the boom, the 24-foot boom that the sensor is mounted on, have found that the retraction is slower than we would expect, which gives an indication that perhaps it's hanging up. And other than that, all of the SIMBAY instruments are functioning well and providing excellent data. We've just had a call to the crew. We'll stand by for that.
Hello, Houston 15. How are you?
Roger. Doing fine down here. Can you fellows confirm LEM close out and ready for jet?
Roger. LEM's closed out, and we're just now running our pressure integrity check, and we'll be all set in a jiffy.
Roger.
Dave Scott reporting that the LEM is ready for jettison on time. The spacecraft communicator on this shift is astronaut Robert Parker. During the LEM impact, Dr. David W. Strangway, chief of the geophysics branch at the Manned Spacecraft Center, will be available in the MSC News Center briefing room to provide background information and answer questions on the LEM impact and the seismic data that is received. That will be at 8 p.m. In the MSC News Center briefing room. Also in the way of briefings, tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m., there will be a lunar surface science briefing with astronaut Jack Schmidt, and that will be at 8:30 a.m. in the main auditorium of Building 1. Also at 10 a.m., there will be a sub-satellite briefing given by TRW. At the present time, Apollo 15 is in an orbit of 52.7 at its low point, with a high point or apocynthion of 64.8.